Hi everyone, my name is Matteo Pietrodazzi and I'm a full stack developer expert at Mia Platform. Apart from this, I'm also one of the maintainers of the project that I'm going to illustrate to you today, which is MicroLC. MicroLC is a micro front-end orchestrator and is also the first open source project entirely supported by Mia Platform. It is technology agnostic, which means that it integrates seamlessly with your favorite toolkit, being it Angular, Vue, or React. Before going deeper, I would like to make a short introduction about micro frontends in order to make everyone more comfortable with the rest of the lecture. Well, what are micro frontends? Micro frontends are an emerging architecture inspired by microservices. It brings the principle of microservices to the front-end world. Most of the web applications today are made as front-end monolith, where there is a unique huge application for your entire business domain. An example of this kind of application could be the single-page applications. The main idea behind the micro frontends is to break this monolithic code into smaller pieces and rearrange them among different autonomous teams. In this way, each team can be completely independent and can focus on its area of expertise. This approach is gaining consensus because all of what I said can be done without slowing down the delivery throughput of each team. The first important decision that we must do when we are going to approach to micro frontend is how to define their split. There are two different ways to do it, using horizontal split or using vertical split. With horizontal split, multiple micro frontends will be embedded into the same view. This allows us to have a very granular level of modularization. Instead, with vertical split, we have one micro frontend for each view. This is the most familiar approach for who already develop single-page application and is the easiest way to enter in the micro front-end world. Here is an example of what I said applied to a real-world application. On the left, we have the horizontal split. As you can see, there are three different micro front-ends, each owned by a single team. Team A owns the display of the product image. Team B owns the choice of the product characteristics, while Team C owns the payment and shipping. In this single view, we have three different micro frontend and three different teams that are working together. On the right, we have the vertical split. In this scenario, we have two different views, and each view is a micro frontend owned by a single team. In fact, Team A owns the entire summary view, while Team B owns the entire product choice view. So, the teams don't work together to create a single view because a single view is owned by a single team, but they work together to create the entire application flow. I'm telling you all this because with MicroLC you can do both without wasting too much effort. I have to tell the truth, out of the box MicroLC support only the vertical split, but to avoid this obstacle we developed a plugin that can be used to extend it, allowing the usage of horizontal split. This plugin is called MicroLC Element Composer and is also available as open source software. Let's start with MicroLC. MicroLC enables you to create modular application composed by multiple and independent micro frontends called plugins. These plugins are integrated at runtime. Here is an up and running instance of MicroLC. It consists of a user interface that loads, embeds, and orchestrates plugins, while providing the configuration options and useful out-of-the-box features. This user interface can be technically divided into two essential elements. The first is the user interface, bordered in orange, that is used to display the available micro frontends and other customizable details, such as the branding. while the second is the orchestrator, bordered in green, where your microphone tents are displayed. Let's dive into the orchestrator. The central orchestrator supports two different kinds of microphone tent strategies. The first one is Qwenkun, the microphone tent implementation made by the Ant Group. Its main strength is the ability to completely isolate the window object of each microphone tent in order to avoid any clashes. This strategy has been thought for applications that should be migrated to new web standards or for new application. It is speedy and framework agnostic. The second is the standard iframe, which segregate the microphone tent in the old-fashioned way. This strategy is usually used for applications that are only in maintenance mode, such as the one made with JSP. Even if it's not a kind of microphone tent, the orchestrator also supports the redirect to an external website using Href. Let's take a look to the big picture. This is how we made it possible. We organized our repository into three different monorepo. The first one is the frontend container. It includes all the stuff that we have previously discussed. The second is the backend config. Made with Fastify, it exposes the APIs used to retrieve the configurations. These configurations include the microphone tents to be registered and some UI aspects as the branding and the label associated to each microphone tent on the menu. The third monorepo is the core and is used to share common data models between the other packages. After the authentication endpoint, MicroC immediately called the slash configuration endpoint, whose response structure is displayed in the image. Additionally, if the authentication is necessary, as in our example, an additional parallel call will be made to the endpoint specified in the user info URL field. In our case, slash API, slash V1, slash MicroC, slash user. I'm not going to explain all the configuration structure because it's a bit long and you can read it more calmly on the documentation, but I want to focus on the structure of what we call plugin. A plugin is a microphone tent that is registered in MicroC and visualized on the dedicated menu. It can be seen as a special configuration for the orchestrator that is used to handle a specific route. It is composed of different fields, as the ID field, used to represent a unique identifier for each plugin. The label, the icon, and the order fields are used to manage the visibility of the plugin on the UI menu. The label and associated icon are useful for the user to correctly identify the right section of the application that he wants to reach, while the order field is used to adjust the entry position inside the menu. The most important fields are the integration mode, the plugin route, and the plugin URL. We already talked about the integration mode, and is a strategy used to display our microphone tents. The plugin route is the route that will be handled by the orchestrator to display the desired microphone tent, while the plugin URL represents the location where its static files are exposed. When this configuration has been parsed and all the plugins have been registered, the user can navigate to the desired section of our website. In the example, the user navigates to /react-path. To correctly serve the desired microphone tent, MicroC retrieves which microphone tent is associated to the /react-path, looking at the plugin root field. Then it loads the associated static files exposed at the plugin URL in order to display its content. In the example above, MicroC contacts localhost 3001 to load the microphone tent static files. Why do I think that MicroC is the easiest way to enter in the microphone tent world? Because we focus to improve the developer experience, reducing the time to first hello, also thanks to the open source templates that we provide. These templates are all MicroC ready. If you want to create a new application, all you have to do is just clone or fork the desired template and then start the development process. After that, you only need to write the dedicated plugin configuration and then you are ready to start. If you already have your own application, in order to make it compatible with MicroC, you must export just three functions in the entry point of the application, usually placed in the source index folder. These three functions are mount, bootstrap, and unmount, and they are used to create your own plugin and manage its lifecycle. This is an example for a React application. Mount is invoked when the micro frontend is bootstrapping. In this phase, we use it to tell to React which DOM element uses root. Bootstrap is invoked when the micro frontend is up and running, and you can leave it blank. Unmount is invoked at the end to clean up everything. Here is instead an example of how you have to configure your bundler. In this case, we are speaking about Webpack. We need to override the JSONP function, the library name, and set universal module definition as output target. This kind of configuration is easily replicable for the framework or library you choose, but we have already done it for you with our templates. Using MicroC, you can obtain easy deployability because the deploy approach is similar to a single HTML page or a single page application, which has been using for several years. Framework independence because MicroC works with all JavaScript applications made with React, Vue, Angular, and even Vanilla. In fact, it is enough to expose the free function that we have seen previously in the application entry point to make it compatible with MicroC. Great developer experience. Thanks to the similarity with single page applications, developers does not need to do mental shift to study or understand something completely new. High scalability, because with this solution we have to deliver only static files that can be easily served with a content delivery network. Do you remember the initial division between horizontal split and vertical split? Now it's time to move from plain MicroC in order to talk about the horizontal split. As I told at the beginning of the talk, we made it possible thanks to the plugin called MicroC Element Composer. Even this plugin is free and open source, and it allows us to make horizontal split using web components. Web components are a set of standard web APIs that allows us to create custom, reusable, and encapsulated HTML tags. Since they are a standard, they are supported out of the box by the major browsers. How does MicroC integrate the Element Composer in the bootstrap process we have seen previously? Our user access to a MicroC instance, then it loads the Element Composer as any other plugin. Once loaded, the Element Composer calls the endpoint /configuration /configuration name, which is exposed by the backend config. Configuration name is the parametric part of the endpoint and can be configured as plugin property. For example, the final URL could be /configuration/marketplace. Here is an example of an Element Composer configuration, which is used to paginate the elements inside the view. Even in this case, we allowed a high level of customization. The configuration itself contains a JSON representation of the node elements we want to insert inside the DOM. There are three different supported values for the type field: row, column, and element. Row is just a shortcut for a div with style display flex and flex direction column. Column is another shortcut for a div with style display flex and flex direction row. Element instead is the most powerful type that allows you to insert any other tag using the mnemonics property. URL is used to import the external JavaScript that contains the entry point of your web component. Element Composer supports both JavaScript modules and standard JavaScript source files. To realize web component, we use TensileJS, a library made by Ionic. We feel very comfortable with it because for production build, it exposes a single entry point file which lazy load the chunks of your entire catalog. Attribute and property are used to inject the runtime configuration of the nodes you are going to insert inside the DOM, such as the ID or the style. This will be already available when your web component starts running. At the end, there is the content field, which is used to declare the children that will be inserted inside the node. This gives to our configuration the shape of a tree, similar to the regular DOM. Paginating an entire view or lots of web components with a single handwritten configuration can be tedious, and that's why I made Elements in Paginator. It is not currently available on the MicroLC organization, but you can find it on my GitHub profile. Elements in Paginator allows you to create an Element Composer configuration with an easy drag and drop user interface. Currently, it's just a proof of concept, but it's useful to understand how we can extend the Element Composer. So please try it and let me know your thoughts. Well, let's go back to the Element Composer. It fetches the configuration, paginates the elements inside the view, and also it injects an event bus in each node of type element. The bus, which is an RxJS replace subject, is used to enable the configuration among different microfrontends in the same page. The event bus is injected as property in order to make it usable by the web components. We think that RxJS is a really valid solution for a reactive event bus because it already provides tons of operators to manage your data in the easiest possible way. Here is an up and running instance of MicroLC and Element Composer. In this implementation, we push the concept of horizontal split to the extreme because every UI element that you see here is a different web component treated as microfront end. Take a look at the table, the button, the search bar, the footer, and so on. These are just web components paginated with the Element Composer and driven by a unique event bus. To wrap up, we have seen what microfrontends are, we have seen how to split and orchestrate them, we have seen how our life can be easier with pre-built templates. So my job here is done. If you are interested in learning more about MicroLC, I suggest to do a deep dive in our documentation to discover more about it. I would like to invite all of you to our community and, why not, to support our project by simply spreading the word. You can always reach us on GitHub at github.com/microLC for any question about the project. My name is Matteo Petrozzi and you can always add me on GitHub or LinkedIn whenever you want. Thank you so much for joining me today. Bye.
In 10 seconds. Hello, everybody, for the last talk today. Thank you a lot about MicroLC. It was a testing talk. I suggest to check if you have question on it.
Okay. So I will start with the question of GFox. Okay, I didn't understand. The microfrontends are loaded at runtime. Yes, the microfrontends are loaded at runtime because at runtime, MicroC use the URL that you provide for a plugin to load its static resources, such as the main file. It loads the three methods of bootstrap, mount, and mount, and then it loads it, the microfrontend. If the microfrontend is not available, we provide an error boundary that catch all of these errors and redirect the application to an error page with an error page that shows a man that drop a glass of water in order to have a nice user experience. Then another question by GFox. Is it possible to use other libraries to make page with web components, for example, Lit? Yes. We are trying to create another project in parallel of the one made with Stencil. And in this case, we are using Lit. With the Element Composer, you use the JSON representation to create your page. And there is not any, lock-in with everything you want to use to create your web component. I mean, you can use Lit, you can create vanilla web components, and so on. The important thing is that given the tag that represents your web component, you use that tag for the configuration inside the Element Composer. Okay. By the way, I hope that you guys enjoyed the talk. I will wait for any other question. Otherwise, I would like to introduce any news on the MicroC project.
Yes. Please give us extra news about the project.
Okay. I will try to share a Chrome tab. Okay. This one. This is our organization on GitHub. As you can see, we have lots of projects, the templates that I discussed in the presentation, and MicroLC project with the backend and the frontend container and the Element Composer. Currently, we have two proposals for the project. The first one is a technical analysis that I made a couple of months ago to unbundle, to detach the UI from the rest of the orchestrator. Here is the technical analysis where we are going in the next month, we are going to separate the UI part, bordered in orange, from the orchestrator part, bordered in green. We will do this just to allow to everyone to make his own UI and to not rely only on the UI that we provide, so they can make custom UI in a better way, in every way they want, using also other frameworks, for example, but without having to rely on us. The other proposal is for MicroC Element Composer and is this pull request that I made last week, where, for example, we are trying to study the implementation of the Impormats proposal on both Element Composer and MicroLC. For who does not know what is the Impormaps, is just a proposal made in 2018, I think, and is supported now out of the box since Chrome 89. It is used to create a bundle, we can say a bundle-less application, where the libraries that you need for your application, for example, React, Lodash, and so on, we can write that dependency in a JSON file, for example, import it, and not have to ship with all the rest of our application. For example, React and Lodash can be loaded from an external CDN that is completely separated from the code that we ship for our micro frontend. Now I will go back for the question. Can particular application communicate to each other to some degree? Yes, we does not encapsulate the application in a way that they can communicate with each other. For example, each micro frontend can communicate using the URL, but also they can communicate using the local storage, the session storage, and so on, because everything is accessible from a micro frontend, and you can use whatever you want. I think that the most important thing about MicroLC is that we are trying to provide an orchestrator that rely on web technologies and does not want to give you any kind of lock-in. So this is our idea for the project. Okay, I don't see any other question.
Thanks a lot for your presentation and about questions.
Thank you so much, guys, for the opportunity to be here today.
And it was the last presentation. I hope everybody has enjoyed the conference as us. Fabien, do you have something to say? Fabien?
I think he's frozen. Okay.
Well, we have lost Fabien, no problem. thanks a lot to everybody, especially Fabien, for the organization, and for thanks for them people. And I hope to see on site next year. It should be great. And enjoy the rest of weekend. And do a great open source contributions. See you later. Bye.